الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة خير موضوع وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رواية أخرى بين العبد وبين الكفر ترك الصلاة وفي رواية أخرى جعل القرة عيني في الصلاة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and brothers, we had been discussing the masjid and azan, salah, wuzu, etc. All those things that are related to the salat and to the masjid. The primary objects of this masajid, as we know, is to establish the five daily salat. This is a great ibadat upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is very unique, very different and distinct, and very extraordinary in many ways. Salat, there are many ibadat that are compulsory upon us. Buni al-Islam wa ala khamsin. Hear the hadith over and over again, that the pillars of Islam are five, that is shahada, give the shahada, bear testimony to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishing salat, giving zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and going for hajj. All these are ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you study and scrutinize and look clearly, closely towards salat, you will find it is most unique, very, very unique and most extraordinary from all the other ibadats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained. Firstly, the other ibadats that were ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was through the medium of Jibreel salatu was salam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on this earth, so to say, on the land, orders of Allah had come down in the form of wahi, in revelation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it came to ordaining of salat, then we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was privileged on that most privileged occasion of Mi'raj, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this great miracle, where he went and met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and had left this universe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had manifested and showed his qudrat and power, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right out of this earth and through the skies, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had witnessed great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّ الْكُبْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he had seen the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this occasion of Mi'raj. It was on this grand occasion, on this most privileged occasion, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the salat, and salat was ordained upon this ummah. Otherwise, most uniquely, in relation to the other ibadat, this was the most unique occasion, a most unique place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained upon this five daily salat. And had called virtually, so to say, had given it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had given this order of salat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. This in itself is sufficient to show how unique this order is of salat, or how distinct, or how different this order of salat is with relation to all the other forms of ibadat. Then we find initially the salat was ordained upon us 50 times a day. 50 times a day we were ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry out the salat. Its incidence is very lengthy, but you have heard over and again, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to descend, he had met Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, who asked him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. It was not only the salat, but there were other things also that were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some riwayats has mentioned the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, also given on this occasion. This privilege and order was also given that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the major sins of this ummah as well. This also was declared and decreed on this night. However, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, upon inquiry, is told that 50 salat was ordained upon my ummah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and tells him that your ummah will not be able to withstand this 50 salat, undertake it and fulfill it and carry it out. Go and intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decrease this salat. For my ease and your ease and for the ease of the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decrease this in order to create ease for the ummah. And this happens in so many occasions. Some riwayats is mentioned it was decreased at 5 times. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends again, descends again, then ascends again for my sake and your sake and for the ummah. And in this manner, it is discounted or decreased over 9 times from 50 five salat are left. Other words, 1/10 only of this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is left now for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no other order or no other ibadat that from inception Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreased it. Here it was 50, and through the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is decreased to 1/5. And if you just sit and ponder for a moment that this is an ibadat that is discounted for us in the skies, is made easy for us already in the skies, before it even ascends to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us. We find it so difficult to carry out just the five daily salat, which was discounted for us already in the skies. Together with that, look at the fazl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The action or the deeds were discounted and made less and decreased, but the reward remains 50. The reward remains the same in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person who carries out five daily salat, he gets the reward of 50 salat. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his bounty and favor upon us, that the action is decreased, but the rewards for the action are not decreased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another very distinct feature of salat that is already discounted in the skies by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it comes to us. Further, it is mentioned in the hadith that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come down on two occasions for 2 days continuously and had performed the salat and had shown Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the times of the salat to show to us the importance of the time of salat. We should read our salat, but read it on the appointed time that is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down and practically demonstrates the salat in the respective times. One day on the first time, on another day on the second time, or last time. And thereafter, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam words to this effect, that the salat is ordained for your ummah between these two times. Between these two times is the salat ordained for you or upon your ummah between these two times, showing and highlighting the importance of the time of salat. Not only to read our salat, but read our salat on the appointed time. Further, we find that this order was announced by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was sufficient enough for us to understand the importance of this order. Or if you look at the background of how it was ordained, that is sufficient evidence for us upon the importance of salat. But yet, if you look into the Quran and Kareem, you will find, apart from all the other ibadat, this ibadat of salat is mentioned over and over again. Some commentators say over 80 times is mentioned in the Quran. In other words, emphasized over and over again, aqimus salah, establish salah, and carry out the salat. In order that the importance and significance can be in our minds and hearts at all times, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions this in the Holy Quran. We all know the things of importance, how we relate it to our children, our wives, etc. We keep on emphasizing that this particular aspect you must take note of, this particular aspect you must be careful of. So here we find from all the other ibadats, from salat, hajj, from hajj, zakat, etc., and fasting, more than all the ibadahs, the one that is mentioned most in the Quran is aqimus salah, establish salah. This is also unique as far as this ibadah is concerned. Further, we find that no other ibadah we find, there's a caller calling on for that ibadah, not for hajj, not for zakat, and not for other ibadahs, but as far as salat is concerned, 5 times daily, we find that the muazzin says us, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Yet we know the times of salat. We know time is namaz is faraz 5 times a day. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we are summoned to the masjid by a caller coming out. And we know the effect of that azan. Ask those people that hear the azan 5 times daily. When you go to a locality where you don't hear the azan, then you will know, understand the significance and importance of the azan. And that is why we find that this azan has a special effect in the hearts and minds of the mu'mineen, that when this hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah is mentioned, a person comes to the masjid and he rushes towards the masjid. So here, apart from the other ibadat, where there is no caller calling out, this is, despite our knowing, we find that this is unique as far as salat is concerned, that there's a caller 5 times a day calling us towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling us to establish this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inquired from, that which is the best ibadat, most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most beloved to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, as-salatu li waqtiha, to read namaz on his appointed time. To read namaz on his appointed time is the best action that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person says, and which other action? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next, which is the next action? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, birrul walidain, to be kind, show kindness towards your parents. And thereafter, when he asks for the third time, he says, "Al jihadu fi sabilillah," to make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commentators mention that what is meant here is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hukukullah, is to carry out the salat on his appointed time. And when it comes to right of people, then birrul walidain, do good towards your parents. This also is not restricted to a mother's day or a father's day. This is at all times, at all moments. And if you look in the hadith, we find many ahadiths where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to the importance, highlights the importance of the rights of the walidain, rights of the parents, especially of the mother, that al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that paradise lies under the feet of the mother. To show the importance and significance of the mother at all times, in all days, at all moments, in all circumstances. Similarly, in one summary wise, we find Rasulullah tells the Sahabi that who are your parents? They are your paradise or they are your Jahannam. They are your Jannat or they are your Jahannam. In other words, your attitude towards them will earn you paradise if it is good and polite and kind. And if it is adverse, then it will earn you Jahannam. To show to us the importance, we should not be carried away by all these commercial adverts of Mother's Day and Father's Day, etc. Every day is a Mother's Day and every day is a Father's Day. We have to fulfill the rights of our parents at all times. And apart from that, after doing everything physically possible, it is impossible for us to fulfill their rights. This is the chapter on his own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So here we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions as-salatu li waqtiha, to read namaz on his appointed time. Some riwayats we understand, the best of actions that ordained upon this ummah, it is salat, most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was the first ibadat after iman, the first ibadat from among all the other acts of devotion and worship was salat. To read salat was the first order that had come down from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the light of the traditions, we understand that it was the first order and the first accountability will be regarding salat. The first accountability will be regarding salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us the significance of salat. That if a person finds salahat, if the salat is correct and proper, then anjaha, aflaha wa anjaha, o salahu sa'iru amalihi, o amalihi, o kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the salat comes on the hereafter, when accountability is taken, it is proper and intact and how it ought to be, then all the other actions also will be intact and proper. And if salat is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person will become successful. To show to us the significance of salat, it is so important. So important that the barakah of the salat, all the other actions also will be corrected in the day of judgment. Another riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, simple riwayat to explain to us the importance and the extraordinary nature of salat. As-salatu miftahul jannah. Salat is the key to paradise. An example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here, or the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so easily understood the importance and significance of salat. We all know a person cannot enter without the key. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that as-salatu miftahul jannah. Salah is the key of paradise. This is not mentioned for zakat, not mentioned for hajj. There are other virtues, but the key to paradise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, is salat. To show to us the uniqueness of this ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us. And it is mentioned that even the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them are in qiyam, some of them are in ruku, some of them are in sijda, they also carry out these actions of salat. The different positions of salat is carried out even by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels don't go for hajj, they don't give zakat, they don't fast, etc. But as far as these positions are concerned, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this position to show to us the uniqueness, or to show to us how outstanding the salat is with relation to all the other aspects or all the other ibadat that have been carried out by the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, shows us his attachment to the special ibadat, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salat, that the coolness of my eyes is in salat. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is most comfortable and shows how closely attached he is to the salat. That is, carrying out the salat was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in salat. So if you look at salat and relate it to all the other ibadat, we find it is most unique in so many aspects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it so unique. Yet we find this ibadat is simple A very, very simple ibadat. A 5 or 6 year old boy learned salat and performed it so simply, so easily, without any related, without any heavy costs, etc. And even if you look at the time factor, takes a few minutes to carry out the salat. Such a comprehensive ibadat, such an important ibadat, such a significant ibadat, so unique as far as his background is concerned, yet so simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it to us that even a young boy, little boy, who learns the salat, who is 5, 6 years old, he carries out the salat, and it's easy for him to carry out the salat. And it is most comprehensive. If you study it more closely, you will find very, very comprehensive is the salat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us. It's so comprehensive, some ulama mentioned that all the other acts of worship are entailed and embodied in the salat. Find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the pillars of Islam are 5. That is shahada to Allah, ilaha illallah. The shahada is found in the salat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We give shahada in the salat as well. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions iqamu salah, which is namaz itself, and ita'u zakah, the giving of zakah, spending of wealth in the part of Allah. In order to establish salat, person has to spend some form of wealth, either coming here, establishing a masjid, etc. Then we find fasting is also one of the ibadat. Fasting is found to a certain degree in salat as well. It is not permissible to eat and drink while a person is in salat. Similarly, we find hajj of Baytullah, going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salat, though we don't travel to the Baytullah, but we have to face towards the Baytullah. So some aspects of all the other acts of ibadat are found in the salat. Similarly, if you look at askar and you look at remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally, we find nearly all types of verbal aspects of ibadat are found in salat. We find the kalima is mentioned in salat. We find the takbir is mentioned in salat over and over again. Allahu Akbar. We find subhanallah, tasbih is mentioned in salat. Subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-azim. We find hamd is mentioned in salat. Praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana lakal hamd. We find tilawat of the Holy Quran is found in salat. When we say Allahu Akbar, we start thereafter with tilawat. We find the Durood Sharif is mentioned in salat. When we sit down and read Durood Ibrahim, it's found in salat. We found dua is mentioned in salat, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that istighfar is found in salat. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. All these aspects of ibadat or verbal ibadat are found in just the 2 rakats of salat. It comprises of all these things. Similarly, if you look at the ways of worshipping Allah, some say, if you look at around the creation, we find some creations of Allah standing before Allah, some are sitting down, some are lying down, and some are in sajda, the trees, the seas, etc. we find, and in salat we find all those positions. 1-2 rakats of salat is an embodiment of all the different positions of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are standing before Allah, we are making ruku before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go down and make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all the different positions of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found and encompassed in the 2 rakats of salat. And the most highest form therein, according to the hadith, in the aqraba ma yakunul abd min rabbi wa huwa sajirun fa'aksiru fi du'a fa'jtahidu fi du'a qamirun laka ayyustajaba lakuma wa kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most closest the person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he's in sajda. This is not mentioned for zakat and hajj, etc. But the most for salat, when a person is in sajda, he is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ought to feel that closeness when you go into salat. One person wrote regarding Mawlana Badri Adam rahmatullah alayhi, I think when he was 83 or 84 years old, he says, when I go into sajda, I feel I must remain there for 10 years, 20 years and 100 years in that sajda. Feeling, showing, expressing this emotion, feeling the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when going into the sajda. And this, the non-Muslims know it better. Just relate to you an incident which you may have been heard before. There was one person who had become a bishop overseas, and the time of Didat, late Didat, who had passed away, rahimahullah, he used to preach Islam, and he used to mention to the people comparative religion with Christianity. This person decided overseas to come here and to convert Didat, Ahmad Didat rahmatullah alayh, convert him and make him to a Christian, ma'azallah, so that he can be a great asset for the Christians. He had come here. It's a lengthy story because of time constraint. I'll just tell you the relevant part here. Didat rahimahullah told him to stay with him for 3 days. Stay with me for 3 days. And thereafter, he took him to the masjid and told him to wash and to read salat with him. He told him, I am not a Muslim. How will I wash? He said, Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, had also washed. He said, yes, he had washed. He began to wash. Then he told him to come and join him in the salat. This person told him that I am not a Muslim. He says, Isa alayhi salam had prayed on his fours.
He knew the Bible, that person. He says he joined him, and thereafter when he went into sajda, he says, when I got into sajda, I was convinced that this is the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The feeling that went into his heart when he went into sajda convinced him about the authenticity and about the haqqaniyat and the truthfulness of Islam. This is why, because a kafir's forehead never touches the ground. He can be 100 years old, his forehead never comes to the ground. And this is the highlight of abdiyat, where a person goes right down. The biggest computer in the world is the brain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And we put it down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in submission to the, an acknowledgement of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was about 40 years ago. Incidentally, that person had accepted Islam on the 2nd of Ramadan. And two years ago, or last year, he had passed away also on the 2nd of Ramadan, rahimahullah. This may be a very old incident. There was a certain person here not far away in Clearwood working for a person who was a mechanic. And when he used to see the mechanic going to the masjid at lunchtime, he asked him, where do you go? Can I accompany you? Just to highlight to you the position of the sajda. Then he says, he accompanied him. And he told him, he joined him in salat. He says, when I went down and touched the ground, when my forehead touched the ground, I was convinced it's the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I accepted Islam. This is the value of the sajda. That is why I mentioned the hadith. Closest the person can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. And the most beloved person, like the person most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person whose forehead is down there in sajda and bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you look at the positions of worship, we find them all here in the ibadat of salat, of two rakats of salat. Person is standing, he's sitting, he's making ruku, he's making sajda. Similarly, if you look at the times of salat, then we find they are all encompassing. From the time a person gets up, there is the ordinance of salat directed towards him. Till the time he goes to bed, he has to read salat, his isha salat. Before the sun rises, and thereafter, after the zenit, and after the zawal time, the time of asr, the time of isha, at the time of maghrib, after sunset, the time of isha, we find it encompassed. All these times we find are encompassed and found when a person establishes five daily salat. And further, every part of the body is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is performing his salat. His eyes are focused at a particular pace. His tongue is reciting the Quran. His ears are listening to the Quran. His mind and heart is comprehending the meaning of the Quran. His hands and fingers also have to be placed in distinct positions when he's standing, when he goes into ruku, when he goes into sajda. His feet also have to be in a certain position when he's standing, when he's going to ruku. We find all the organs, or most of the organs of the body, are engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he carries out salat. Very simple salat, but so comprehensive that it entails so many aspects of ibadat. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.